Oh my God, I'm tuning the wrong peg. Oh my gosh. Live, one day we must die. But that river will flow on, even after we're all long gone. Yes, that river will flow on. Won't you take me with you before I'm you're so alone and quiet. Well, I can't help but stare at all of you, and it just ain't fair. But that river will flow on, even after we're all long gone. Well, that river will flow on. Won't you take me with you before I'm
back?
So I think we got through some of our difficulties. I just had a freeze on this old computer I've got, and I think it's trying to come back. It's kind of cantankerous and old, like my dog and me, you know, some days. But anyway, there's something you all can read on the internet. I'll try to post a link in the chat room. Again, finalhourchat.chatango.com. It's from 2005. We are all communitarians now. By Nikki Frederick Rapana, who passed away at age 65 last year sometime. But you'll find that interesting because, you know, maybe you can do another search. It's called Newsweek Magazine, We Are All Socialists Now. And look at that cover. We Are All Socialists Now. Newsweek Magazine. It's before they went bankrupt. And it was bought for a dollar out of bankruptcy by Jane Harmon and her husband out in California. And the magazine still continues. I don't know why, but it does. I guess because of its brand recognition, etc. But be that as it may, that cover depicted a gloved red hand shaking hands with a gloved blue hand. And let's don't forget that these party colors for the Republican Party, the GOP, which, by the way, was Marxist at its inception around 1856, they switched. The Democratic Party used to be the color red. And the Republican Party was the color blue. So how is it that someone decided that those colors needed to be switched? Probably because this final solution necessitated that we all kind of come together with this third way agenda. You can read something on the internet, y'all, that was published just prior to 9/11, and it's called Understanding the Third Way. because that's what they used to call it. Communitarianism is really just a joining together of what's called social contract theory and convergence theory. You can look these things up. Social contract theory and convergence theory. Communitarianism, again, would not be worth even knowing about if it wasn't for the superimposition of communitarian law worldwide, including in this country. Because what happened with 9/11 was truly a coup d'etat. There was a multifaceted agenda behind that event, one of which was the bringing together of people like Marcus Wolf of the East German Stasi and Herman Goldstein, problem-oriented policing, and Martin Seligman with his learned helplessness theory, and Evgeny Primakov, the former spy chief head of the former Soviet Union. We had the work of JINSA, the Jewish Institute of National Security Affairs, and its LEAP program, an acronym standing for Law Enforcement Exchange Program. So all law enforcement in America, for the first time in its history, came under one rubric, one aegis, one umbrella, all answerable to the Department of Homeland Security. And what were those law exchange programs about? They were about indoctrinating, training America's police chiefs and their deputies, their county sheriffs, people from the Forest Service, from the TSA, airport security, etc., Transportation Safety Administration, what have you. There are many types of law enforcement in this country, including the Coast Guard. Many of these people that headed these agencies were sent to Israel on all-expense-paid trips, sort of like a vacation, where they learned to police Americans like the Israelis police the Palestinians, especially in Gaza, which, of course, is in the news of late. So these smart cities is what is happening across the world. And it's this tech that's allowing it to happen. And we are so enthusiastic about this tech, aren't we? Not just the information tech or IT. We love the augmented reality. We love the bling. We love the titillation. And this is quite an addictive technology. Genetics. They used to call that eugenics. And they still do. But now they sugarcoat it with this word genetics. And then robotics. Well, they sell it as a way to, for example, help amputees be able to ambulate again. But there's a lot of downside to this. Healthcare comes under the rubric of public health law. Climate change comes under the rubric of environmental law. There's all kinds of law, y'all. All kinds. The courts today are privatized. All courts. They're for-profit entities. And let's not forget that the government, the federal government, has been bankrupt since 1933. It's never come out. It's never come out. So we have to understand who and or what is behind this takeover? Because, see, this is a military takeover that we're experiencing today. These executive orders and the like, these fall under the heading of military law. Military law. And let's not forget, with General Orders number 100 during the war between the states, this is now called the Lieber Code, it was never rescinded. It placed all Americans under martial rule. Not exactly martial law, but martial rule, which means they insisted on the free flow of commerce and whatever it took to keep the peace. That was the overarching thing about that. But, I mean, we could expand on these things in a lot of different ways. We can talk about a lot of different subjects, and we can throw a million words at our situation. But unless we come to the realization of really the place that we're in, we have to recognize things like situational awareness and pattern recognition. And as responsible adults, we owe it to ourselves, if we care at all about our children and grandchildren, to take a hard look at this. I am not in a habit of responding to the news events of the day, because we know just from our history that we've had two former CIA directors that basically said that their mission was to make sure the American people were like mushrooms. They didn't know what was going on at all. So how is it we think that with Mockingbird Media that we can trust a damn thing that comes through that TV? We can't. It's an impossibility. So anyway, we're going to try to play some more clips. I'll try to get to some calls. I'm not very good at this, but I'll do my best. Mike, do you have another clip in the queue that we can play? I don't know. What is communitarian law?
What is communitarian law? Communitarian law is a new legal system used by regional and local governments affiliated with the emerging global government. Communitarian law was created to sidestep national law by way of programs designed to balance community rights with individual rights. Communitarian law courts circumvent constitutional protected rights to rule in favor of the community in the name of social justice. Communitarian law is a three-tiered system from the top down. 1. International communitarian law enforced by international courts of justice. 2. Regional communitarian law enforced by regional parliaments. 3. Local communitarian law, community development, public-private partnerships, and local Agenda 21 plans. Communitarian law is more often called community law. It's the type of law that limits personal property rights for the greater good. Community rights are typically decided by a small group of self-appointed leaders that come to an agreement on what is best for the environment, with the definition of community being everything from a small village to the entire world. How do we know if a law is communitarian? If your national or local lawmaker passes a law that balances individual rights against community rights, it's a communitarian law. Laws that include victimless crimes, mandatory safety laws, public health, and environmental laws are communitarian laws. Words like environment, economy, economic, equity, climate, social, governance, and community are all terms that identify communitarian laws. All laws written for safety and security are communitarian. The international term for community law is acquis communautaire and is currently the highest form of law in the European Union. All current trade agreements between the U.S., Mexico, Canada, Central, and South Americas are modeled after established European communitarian law. NAFTA, CAFTA, and other U.S. free trade agreements are designed to balance the rights of individual citizens in each participating nation against the rights of developers, rebuilding sustainable communities. These free trade agreements are specifically designed as communitarian legal arrangements that trump federal, state, and local laws and constitutions. Communitarian laws always rule in favor of the private corporations and NGOs that are compliant with sustainable goals. The UN declarations like the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and Declaration on the Right to Peace are communitarian law. For Americans, the adoption of these international communitarian laws removes us from the constitutional system of protected rights to the ever-evolving principles of social justice. The definition of social justice is constantly changing and can only be defined by those that declare themselves more moral and advanced, like upper-level academics. Communitarian law should be considered as global law, and as such, it can easily defeat anyone arguing their case and using U.S. constitutional law. The Communitarian Foreign Policy by Amitai Etzioni's abstract from 2014 clearly defined his Fabian tactic of gradualism, of breaking apart complex policy goals into small, discrete steps in both international and domestic programs. His foreign policy perspective has been formed in part of U.S. debates for over the last 50 years. Dr. Etzioni can sound utterly reasonable while he is presenting and openly admits to shaming people into submission. Communitarianism is not voluntary, but coercive in its very design, and those laws are in place to guarantee acceptance. According to researcher Nikki Rapana, quote, Talmudic law forms the foundation for communitarianism, unquote. A researcher and retiree living in Texas, Lark in Texas, states, communitarianism is, quote, tyranny with a smiley face, unquote. Both Nikki and Lark agree. Communitarian law is reinventing government as it dissolves all nation states in favor of regional and international legal authority over all individuals, their property, and their nations. Do you notice any communitarian laws being instituted in your local community?
I think Japan is the place to look. Mm-hmm. Japan, the government role was actually minimal. Mm-hmm. But they got this, they have a very strong social fabric. They're very communitarian, if you want to use that term. And as a result, once the government explained what needs to be done, people, by and large, did it voluntarily. They shamed some people, which is we don't like to do, but it's a very communitarian way. In the end, leave the decision to the person being shamed. But it tells you what society expects of you. So, and again, no, they did not do perfectly because the pandemic is so vicious. It broke all barriers. And by the way, it's also back in China. Mm-hmm. But the model we should look for is in New Zealand and Japan.
Okay, welcome back. So, what you heard there at the end, y'all, was I guess that was an American, a dual Israeli-American. In his lifetime, because he passed away after Nikki Rapana did at the age of 94, not long ago. And this is a man that was a quote-unquote special policy advisor to every American president since Jimmy Carter. And the news media during the day dubbed him the everything expert. One of his sons is Oren Etzioni at the Paul Allen Institute, University of Washington, and he's been dubbed the world's foremost authority on artificial intelligence. And Israel is called the Impact Nation. So just a quick read of a few titles you can search, because I want you to get a grip on the financial system, how it's going to work as it's being ushered in, because no one's talking about it, at least on this network. And I want y'all to get clued in. Here are the titles. The Finternet. That's finance internet. The Finternet. A giant leap for the financial system. This is from the Bank of International Settlement, an address given by its current head. And it brought together the heads of the central banks of several nations. The current head was former with the Mexican Central Bank. Here's one. Another title is Turn Israel into the Impact Nation. And the third is titled, The Best Intentions of Sir Ronald Cohen, Building the Crypto Corrals of Social Investment. Now, I would like to talk about this in depth with y'all sometime, if any hosts want to broach the topic. But it's not being discussed on the network. And it really needs to be, because it's, it involves digital ID. Another thing that's not talked about on the network is biodigital convergence. And that's important. But I want to share with you some information regarding the aforementioned John MacArthur Exposed.blogspot.com. And I'm having to do this on this phone, so it's a little difficult for me, but I wanted to share a few words because I want you to understand what is happening to the churches that maybe you've never heard about. But it's true what is happening in the churches. I feel it where I live here in Dallas, Texas, and I know people are feeling it around the country. People ask me all the time, well, don't you support the teachers? And I say, not on your life. Then they ask me, well, don't you support the troops? And I say, not a chance. Don't you support the pastors and the ministers and the priests? Not in your life. So here's a segment from this. It's titled Communitarianism, Amitai Etzioni, and the Kabbalah. Communitarianism is a quote-unquote third way compromise between capitalism and communism. Communitarianism is not fascism, nor is it communism, but a synthesis of these opposing ideologies which preceded it. It draws government-business partnerships from fascism, employs group decision-making from communism. Communitarianism will resemble a corporate state, a la fascism, in which the elite will work under capitalist rules to continue generating wealth, while the working class will be controlled by communist model laws. The communitarian synthesis incorporates not only elements of fascism and communism, but also globalism.
The impending economic collapse of the United States, along with the financial markets of the world, will create the conditions necessary for a global communitarian society. U.S. President Barack Obama was a communitarian whose cabinet and staff functioned as a third-way governing board. It is significant that Barack Obama's base as a community organizer was Chicago's churches. President Obama began his career on the south side of Chicago, working with a coalition of churches to improve living conditions in poor neighborhoods. During the election, people all across the country talked about feeling a new sense of civic engagement and got involved in politics for the first time. Now President Obama and Vice President Biden are counting on Americans from all walks of life to serve the nation and help address the problems we face. And they're committed to building the infrastructure and providing the resources that will make it possible. Shortly after he took office, President Obama signed an executive order establishing the White House Office for Faith-Based and Community Partnerships. Churches who sign on with this faith-based initiative will be required to compromise in many ways, such as refraining from sharing the gospel and employing non-believers in their programs. It appears there will be serious legal consequences for refusal to employ whomever may apply, even Muslims, Satanists, homosexuals, and pedophiles. So I want to get to the part about Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker is called the father of modern management. There's a section here about the Talmud and the Noahide laws, which is significant to discuss. And I'm scrolling. There's a connection between Judaism and Freemasonry and the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah being called the blood and bone of Talmudic Judaism, which is Babylonian Pharisaism, and it's Gentile front Freemasonry. The chief rabbi of Great Britain, J.H. Hertz, wrote in the foreword to the first English translation of the Babylonian Talmud, quote, "The beginnings of Talmudic literature date back to the time of the Babylonian exile in the 6th pre-Christian century." Rabbi Louis Finkelstein, former head of Jewish Theological Seminary of America, wrote of the Pharisees, "Pharisaism became Talmudism, but the spirit of the ancient Pharisees survives unaltered." The Universal Jewish Encyclopedia of 1943 states, quote, "The Jewish religion as it is today traces its descent without a break through all the centuries from the Pharisees. The Talmud is essential for any real understanding of Pharisaism. The Lord Jesus Christ called Pharisaism the synagogue of Satan." Rabbi Isaac Meir Wise, a major figure and pioneer of Reform Judaism in America, stated in 1855, quote, "Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment whose history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end." This is from Heeding Bible Prophecy, New Israel. The Jewish Tribune stated in 1927, quote, "Freemasonry is based on Judaism. Eliminate the teachings of Judaism from the Masonic ritual and what is left." Albert Pike stated in Morals and Dogma, quote, "The Kabbalah is the key of all Masonry and the occult sciences."
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Y'all, welcome back.
a fox hunt. But what constitutes resistance? Remember, y'all can visit my website, tinyurl.com/LarkinTexas. You can read every word on it in under an hour. You can go to my Facebook page to see my more recent offerings, because I try not to clutter up that site. You can find me on Facebook, Lawrence Douglas Cumbie, C-U-M-B-I-E, Lawrence with a U. I'm easy to find. And so I'm going to share just this little bit more with you about Peter Drucker, the Kabbalah, and total quality management. Remember, in the 20th century, we had Frederick Winslow Taylor, called the father of scientific management. We had William Edwards Deming, also called the father of scientific management. And then we had Peter Drucker, called the father of modern management. But for those who think that this is a leftist phenomenon, this thing called communitarianism, they're sadly mistaken. Both political parties are in on it, from top to bottom, from A to Z. And the evidence is everywhere you turn, if you want to turn and look around. Because remember, we're talking situational awareness and pattern recognition. You cannot fight an enemy if you cannot name it and you don't know of its character. We're talking about a contagion of language. Remember, alarkintexas@gmail.com. Buzzwords, communitarian buzzwords. Recognize what the enemy is. These things act like mind viruses. They infect the host. The host passes it on. This becomes a successful meme. And this is how we're all being buffalo jumped, because we don't understand the trickery of language, which is key to understanding this whole thing. Back to Peter Drucker. Communitarians refer to the creation of a world government as the effort to create a quote-unquote healthy society. The goal of the church growth movement is to manipulate Christians and churches into this healthy society. Health-based, quote-unquote, language is sometimes used in the church growth movement. Some church growth leaders desire healthy churches and healthy congregations made up of healthy Christians. A healthy church would be one in which all members are willing to compromise the word of God for the common good. Communitarians believe that attaining a healthy society involves the successful merger of the three sectors of society. It requires a merger of the government sector, the private sector or business, and the social sector, which includes the churches. This merger is also known as Drucker's three-legged stool, named after its main proponent, Peter Drucker, who is considered to be the father of modern management. Peter Drucker, like Amitai Etzioni, was a communitarian, was also a student of the Kabbalah. According to Roger Oakland's Bob Buford, Peter Drucker and the Emerging Church, this is a book title, Peter Drucker, like Amitai Etzioni, shared a bond with the Kabbalist Martin Buber, B-U-B-E-R, I and thou. Roger Oakland stated, quote, Drucker felt a strong bond with an atheist mystic named Martin Buber, passed away in 1965, who embraced the teachings of Hasidism, which is Jewish mysticism, in his book, Between Man and Man, published in 2002, first published in 1947. Buber states, since 1900, I had first been under the influence of German mysticism from Meister Eckhart, a mystic. Then I had been under the influence of the later Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism, and of Hasidism. Drucker, who developed the community-based global management system, was under the influence of the Kabbalist Martin Buber
who also taught Amitai Etzioni, the Israeli Zionist communitarian leader in the U.S. and founder of the Communitarian Network. Roger Oakland, quoting Michael Schwartz's early influences upon Peter Drucker's perception of the public interest, stated, quote, Drucker was a student of Buber's at the University of Frankfurt. Johnny Flaherty, author of Peter Drucker, Shaping the Managerial Mind, wrote that Drucker drew upon the wisdom of the philosopher Martin Buber. Peter Drucker was very interested in getting churches involved in the implementation of the world government. Drucker, who once lamented that there were still many unhealthy churches, was not only an occultist, but an organizational guru. It was his involvement in the Jewish Kabbalah that inspired him to create an organizational model that would transform churches into agents of Satan. This organizational model today is called Total Quality Management, TQM, and TOTAL stands for totalitarian. It was Drucker's vision that all organizations, including church organizations within the three-legged stool, the communitarian system, be run on total quality management. He considered churches not conformed to this total quality management model to be, quote-unquote, still unhealthy. Today's Drucker's vision has become reality as organizations across all three sectors of society have been conformed to this total quality management organizational model. This organizational model is called Total Quality Leadership in the military. Don't forget, at the Army War College, they were using Amitai Etzioni's book as part of their curriculum 15 years ago. Community-Oriented Policing Services, or COPS, and DARE, D-A-R-E, an acronym in civilian law enforcement. Outcome-based education and school to work in politics. See, they play with the language, y'all. You've got to get hip to their tricks. Perhaps the main organization manipulating the churches into this, in my mind, is the Leadership Network, which is in the business of marketing and promoting church growth. The Leadership Network, that's CAP, trains church leaders how to implement congregational transformation. The mission of the Leadership Network is to accelerate the emergence of the 21st century church, and that the emerging paradigm of this 21st century church is not centered in theology, but rather it is focused on structure, organization, and the transition from an institutionally based church to a mission-driven church. The Leadership Network, among its most important contributors, is Goldman Sachs Philanthropy Fund. So, I could yammer on and on and on, but I want y'all to read those articles about social impact bonds and Sir Ronald Cohen, because you need to understand that this new economic system is not about getting and working to get in the traditional way. This is a complete sea change. Complete. And you've got to get hip to this. I want to help. Call upon me if I'm able. But you must get hip. Don't ignore this C word anymore. Don't ignore communitarian law. It must be talked about. We must sound the alarm. We must alert our loved ones, our friends, our business colleagues, our neighbors. We cannot continue to play nice and play politically correct and pussyfoot around these things. Okay, we need to be direct, and we need radically honest conversations more than anything in American life, anywhere in the world. If you cannot have radically honest conversations you're doing yourself a disservice and everybody in your orbit that you give a piddly damn about. Without knowledge of this information, you cannot plan for your future. You cannot. Most people, what are they looking for? A home. They're looking for retirement. They want comfort in life and all of these things. But don't you think it would be better to be able to navigate this life with an understanding of the political, socioeconomic reality on the ground and recognize the law is not there to serve your interest? People always talk about remedies and solutions. Read Trust Your Gut at my website. Then read Nine Words and understand that these things can be taught to a 9 or a 10-year-old. You can teach yourself, present it to them. If you want someone to really dig into this material, turn it over to a prepubescent child, because their futures are at stake. They might actually care. I mean, really care about wanting to know. And you can't tell me that these young children are not as bright or just as bright as you and I were at their age. They are keen to know. They're thirsty for knowledge, whether you are or not. Turn it over to them. I guarantee you. So what has occurred on our watch is nothing less than disgraceful, ladies and gentlemen. It happened on our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents' watch. It unfolded slowly before us. Incrementally, gradually. But now it's for all the marbles, ladies and gentlemen. If you cannot own property, that means you don't get to own where you hang your hat up at night. You don't get to own how you get around, unless you're happy with this laptop on wheels. And so many things. You don't get to own your own mind and your own body in this system. Now, that's a mouthful. You don't get to own your own mind and your own body in such a system. I can guarantee you. So, anyway, I'm very grateful that Travis asked me to stand in his stead tonight. I realize I'm a terrible host, and I don't really care. You know, I'm done with this tech. I don't want to develop the patter of an AM disc jockey or a Howard Cosell trying to do play-by-play. It's just not me. I'm just not going to do it. I felt something was dirty about this tech back in the 70s. I was a late adapter to it, but now I can see it is a threat. This is so addictive, this stuff. It's so addictive, and so many people have done really excellent research, which I'm sorry to say, I don't hear about it on RBN. And as y'all know, I'm attached to this network. I'm attached to the people on it, the callers, the host. But there's a whole lot of this world. It's a big world out there. There's a whole lot of things that are happening in this world that we just don't talk about. And we need to talk about them. So, Mike, you got some nice music to play for us? Oh, no kidding. Okay, I'm trying to, I can't see them in front of me. That's a song. Yeah, let's listen to that one. Okay. Anyway, we're going to play AI in the coming Sabbath for y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Get a load of this.
Or the cosmic Sabbath, because the idea is that we're going to have 1,000 years of Shabbat. Now, Shabbat means you don't do any work. How is society going to survive or endure without anybody doing any work? How is that possible to do continuously for 1,000 years? Now, since last year, we can see how this might happen, because what happened last year? ChatGPT, AI, suddenly this jumped onto the scene. And so I think some people take a pessimistic approach to it. I also do sometimes, because like I see visions of Terminator or The Matrix or any one of these like AI apocalypse movies. The truth is, I think AI could be a setup for the cosmic Shabbat. Because with AI, now we can see how nobody has to work anymore. I think AI could be how we have a cosmic Shabbat where nobody has to work. And AI takes care of everything. And then we can have a Shabbat and focus on spiritual things. We no longer have to worry about physical stuff.
Let's go into clip number two, Mike.
Hello. My name is Lavora Celeste Vincent. I'm better known as just Celeste here on the internet. I have 13,000 followers. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. In other words, I am nobody of any single kind of consequence, but if I've stumbled upon your For You page before, you'll know that my content is meant to make you smile. It's made to make you laugh. It is supposed to be entertaining. This video is not for your entertainment. It is not made to make you smile. It is not made to make you laugh. I am not making this to be enjoyable. I am going to be loud. I am going to get angry. I am angry. I will not apologize for my anger at any point. Because language alone cannot show just how upset I really am. What is happening in Gaza right now is nothing short of absolutely fucking horrific. And if you're not absolutely disgusted, if you are not embarrassed to be the same race as the people carrying out these atrocious fucking acts, if you are not horrified by the situation, you are lying to yourself. You are not listening. You should be disgusted. You should be furious. I am furious! That is my family! No, I'm not Palestinian! But those are human beings! We're the same! I have more in common with these people than I do Elon Musk! I have more in common with these people than I do the priest at my church! These are human beings! And they're dying! On my money! My tax dollars! They're murdered! They're being murdered! For what? Proxy wars? Over some land promised to you by a book? A dead tree promised you land, and you're going to make it a mass grave! You're disgusting! Your pigs and your animals! Every person that condones what the government of Israel is doing is disgusting! Yes, that is a bold statement. I do not care! How can you look at those children and say they deserve it? How can you say that it is worth it? It is not worth it! None of this had to happen, but it did! And now my generation is in the wrong because I have empathy for them, because I see myself in those kids, because I see my sisters in those little girls, because I see my dad in those men, because I see my mother in the faces of those women. I'm at fault! I'm too soft! Get over yourself! You're worried about school exams. You have the right to be worried if you're gonna pass high school. You have the gift to be worried about gas in your tank tomorrow. These people have nothing! They have nothing! And you're worried about your fucking money. You're worried about your reputation. There was a walkout at my college. Those kids came out of class. What they paid for, they paid thousands of dollars to be there. Okay, they walked out. Is that it's not right? Listen to me! And they are brave. They're strong. And they're braver than the upper class will ever be because they don't understand. There is no Switzerland in this. There is no waiting it out. You have to do something. I have to do something. We have to do something. I didn't ask for this.
I didn't ask for my generation to fix everything. I didn't ask for these problems, but it is my responsibility. Because I'm a human being, and they are too. It is my responsibility to make sure their voices are heard. I have 13,000 people that follow me on this platform. If 5 of them see this video, it's been worth it. I was given a platform. On top of it, I was given a fucking voice! And I will never not use it to speak up for people! That's what it takes to be a human being! To care! Wake up! Start caring!
I don't think I could have expressed that any better. But, you know, I count myself in the adult contingent. I know this young lady does, too. I don't think she's more than, say, 22 years old. For all the world, she looks like a skater girl or a valley girl or something. But she's not going to get educated in that university that she's attending. I can promise you that. Go ahead. Anything you want. I'm ready to bow out and just listen to music or whatever you're going to play. Listening, everyone. Port RBN. Travis will be back with you next week.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.